Dunkelpet, Esther and Imogen. It's been very hot lately. A warm front is coming down from Scandinavia. I haven't noticed. I can't stand the heat. All this talk about the greenhouse effect makes you think, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. Are you waiting for someone? Does it look like it? Well, no, it doesn't. Are you waiting for someone? Well, no, you're not, are you? I could be waiting for someone, but you're not. No, I'm going to see my sister Margaret in Oxford. Oh, they look nice. Have you ever been to Oxford? Lovely town, Oxford. All those beautiful universities, all those beautiful stained glass windows. Boating on the River Thames. Have you ever been boating on a river? It's the best exercise you can get, boating on a river. Not so good when it's raining, though. Have you been to Oxford? I like Oxford. They call it the City of Bicycles because of all those students. I'm going to see my sister in Oxford. She's not very well at the moment. That's why I'm going to see her. She's got hemorrhoids. Have you ever had hemorrhoids? Where are you going? Titterington. Oh, where's that? I've never heard of it. It's in Titteringtonshire. It doesn't exist. You are joking. Doesn't it? If it exists, why are you waiting for a train that isn't on the timetable? That's because I have to change trains. First stop Dunkelsbury, arrives 1452, platform 2. Dunkelsbury? Never heard of it. You are making it up. It doesn't exist. You've heard of Doomsbury? Everybody knows Doomsbury. Yes, of course. Dunkelsbury is 20 miles northeast of Doomsbury. But I'm not going to Doomsbury. Dunkelsbury is in a deep, mysterious valley. I knew it. You are crazy. How can a train go down into a steep valley? I've got you there. The station is at the top of the valley. There's a bus link down to the bottom. I prefer the Flying Fox. It's much more exciting. What's a Flying Fox? It's like a Tyrolean, but vertical. If I want to visit Dunkelsbury, I put my baggage on the bus, put on a harness, in the lying position, and down I go. Whee! It's like flying. I love speed. I arrive 10 minutes before the bus arrives. You are absolutely mad. Ah, but Dunkelsbury isn't on the timetable. That's because I'm an hour and a half early. That's why it hasn't come up on the board yet. I shall go and have a cup of tea and a cheese and cucumber sandwich in a few minutes. I don't believe you. I don't believe that Dunkelsbury exists. If it existed, I would have heard of it. And Titterington in Titteringtonshire. It's just a figment of your imagination. You are just trying to make fun of me. If Dunkelsbury comes up on that timetable, and it won't, I'll eat my hat. Arrive Dunglesbury station at 1452, platform 2, change to platform 3 for the 1535 train to Blitherington.
Blitherington?
Yes, Blitherington. I have enough time to have a nice cup of tea and a delicious, hot, buttered Dunkelpet.
Dunkelpet? What's that?
I've heard of hot butter crumpet, but not a...
You're doing it again. There is no such thing as a Dunkelpet.
Why are you saying these things? Dunkelpets are the speciality in Dunglesbury. People come for miles around just to marvel at them in the bakery windows, let alone eat them. They are truly a work of art.
A work of art? What's so special about them?
What's so special? I'll tell you what's so special. Dunkelsbury has a population of 350 people. There are 70 bakeries. 7-0. That's 5 people per bakery.
But that's insane. You're insane. You are winding me up.
Am I? They're thinking of opening another bakery because Mrs. Smith is expecting triplets.
Triplets? How do you know that?
Don't you read the newspapers? Dunkelsbury receives orders for their Dunkelpets from all over the world. They get regular orders from the White House, the Kremlin.
Even 10 Downing Street get their teeth into them.
Oh, they must be very good then.
Good? Good?
They're better than good. They are absolutely phenomenal.
Did you know?
Buckingham Palace can't get enough of them.
Oh, no, I didn't. Was it in the newspaper? No, but I have very reliable sources.
It's been said that Prince Philip sneaks down to the royal kitchen for a Dunkelpet in the dead of night. And the French president, during his visit to London, said that they were magnifical. That's what he said.
Magnifical.
Tell me what's so special about them.
Do they look like crumpets? What do they taste like?
Are they expensive? Well, they are a little bit larger than a crumpet and about half the thickness again. Most people toast them over an open fire, and when you spread salted butter over them, something strange, exotic, and magical happens.
Ooh! What happens? Tell me.
When the butter slowly melts into the Dunkelpet, this unearthly but wonderful sound comes out of it.
A sound? Oh, what sort of sound? Come on, tell me, tell me.
A bubbling sound. That's it. A wonderful bubbling sound. And when you finally sink your teeth into the white fleshy bits, it's like singing voices that you've never heard before.
Oh, how wonderful. Go on, don't stop. I have to know more.
And the taste is like nothing else that you know.
It's out of this world.
Down in the valley, they even have a Dunkelpet choir. Well, the people don't sing, of course. It's the Dunkelpets.
Oh, a Dunkelpet choir.
It sounds wonderful. Wonderful is not the word. It's...
Oh, sensationally, orgasm monumental. Vive la France! Yes, that's it.
I've never heard of those words before. What do they mean?
I don't know. But it sounds good, doesn't it?
When you take the night train to to Dunkelsbury. And you have time to stop. And with luck, the wind. Is in the right direction. You can look down into the deep valley. And you hear it. Rising up towards you. A mystical, magical sound that seems to pull you towards it. Can I get the recipe?
What?
You must be mad. Don't you ever ask anyone for the recipe. Do you hear? Nobody.
Oh, I don't see what harm I'm doing asking for a recipe.
I've heard that people have mysteriously disappeared after asking for the recipe.
Disappeared without a trace.
Oh, well, I won't ask for the recipe, but I must go and see for myself. I don't understand why I've never heard of Dunkelpets before.
There's a password.
A password? Yes. If you don't have the password, you don't get served Dunkelpets. You get served with something that look like Dunkelpets, but they're not. They're missing the ever-so-special ingredient.
I must have the password. Please, give me the password. Perhaps I can buy a ticket for Dunkelsbury.
Margaret won't mind if I arrive late. If you say the password, the man in the station cafe will escort you into a small, dimly lit side room.
Ooh, it sounds all very mysterious.
In the room, you will see a little old lady behind the counter. She will serve you a Dunkelpet. They do say that she's a direct descendant from the first Dunkelwitch that lived in Dunkelsbury centuries ago. The recipe has been passed down from generation to generation, a closely guarded secret.
A Dunkelwitch? You mean a witch from Dunkelsbury?
Yes, a witch. Her name was Grelin Welpet.
Grelin Welpet. What you are saying is that she's the one who made the first Dunkelpet.
Yes, that explains a lot.
Come on, give me that password. I must have it. Come on, come on, let's have it.
Whisper it in my ear. We don't want anyone else to hear, do we?
There. I didn't hear.
Did you get it this time?
Yes, but you said Titterington.
Pardon?
Titterington. You said Titterington. You know, in Titterentonshire. Is that the password?
What on earth are you talking about?
But you said...
Did I?
She said Titterington. It's not true. Not true. Dunkelsbury. Doomsbury. The Dunkelpet Choir. A bubbling sound. That's because Mrs. Smith's expecting triplets. And the French President. Magnifical, he said. And what about Prince Philip, eh? What about Prince Philip? Dunkelpets, a work of art. Or sensationally, orgasmonumental.